Hello, listeners, and welcome to the podcast. First thing, Merry Christmas, happy whatever holiday you're into, Happy New Year to everybody. Hard to believe another year here. It's just, time is speeding by. I don't know. It's had a lot to do with having a daughter and watching her get older. It's just blowing my mind. I did a radio show this week, the 21st, with co-host Gaylord Fields. And we had a bunch of WFMU DJs come and pick a holiday record that they liked or that meant something to them. We talked to each of them a little bit about their radio shows, what their holiday plans were, and then about the song that they picked. It was really, I thought it was great, really interesting, really fun, and a real wide variety of music, as you will get if you pick a variety of WFMU DJs and just see all these different sides of the coin. I also had two guests on that radio show. And that's what you're going to hear in this podcast. I had Margot Gurian, who wrote the song, I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You. She's writing songs, active since the 50s, and she's definitely an older person, and memory still sharp. And so this is a pretty interesting interview about this song that I just absolutely love. And then we had George Faulkner, who has made a side career out of finding, unearthing previously unheard, unknown Beach Boys related music and then covering them. So if you want to hear all of the music and hear all the DJs and hear my co-host Gaylord Fields make a lot of funny comments, head over to wfmu.org/Michael and you can check out the archive of the whole program. It's 2 hours of nothing but Christmas music, all those guests, etc., etc. But here we're just going to hear George and Margot, and I just hope your holiday is good. I hope, you know, hope your new year is good, and I just want to thank everyone for another year of support in every way, financially, but emotionally, and folks on the message board and folks who email me or, you know, Facebook me or whatever, the Twitter support, in any, whatever, however you support, that's just so appreciated by me. So thanks a million, totally appreciated. I do want to point out that the DJs you'll hear, if you go to that the archive of last week's show, Kevin Nutt, fantastic, Gaylord Fields picked a song, Mike Sin picked a song, Nick the Bard picked a song, Dennis Dykin of the Smithereens picked a song, and Ira the K from Yola Tango picked a song. So all of those folks, plus Margo, plus George, head over to wfmu.org/Michael. I got Chris Stamey dropping by next week. Should be interesting. And that's all I can tell you, except once again, happy holidays. Enjoy this podcast. Margo Gurian and George Faulkner. Thanks so much. Happy New Year. I believe I've got Margot Gurian on the telephone. She's a recording artist and songwriter, active since the 1950s. Her songs have been covered by an amazing variety of artists, everyone from Harry Belafonte to Bobby Sherman and Julie London to Jackie DeShannon. I think her biggest hit was probably 1965 when Spanky and Our Gang took her song Sunday Morning into the top 40. But today we're here to talk about her song, I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You. I absolutely love that song, Margot. Good morning and welcome to the program.
I was asked by a producer to write a Christmas song that had no Christmas stuff in it.
Ah, so the Claudine Longet version was 1967, and you wrote it just for her, with her in mind. Is that right?
Well, I wrote it actually for Tommy Wupuma, and he had Claudine record it. And she got everything, but I had a 3/4 measure in there, and she didn't exactly get that. But
that's interesting.
It was okay.
How long did the song take to write?
Well, as soon as he gave me directions not to write anything Christmassy, no Christmas trees, no sleigh bells, you know, none of that stuff. As soon as I got that instruction, it didn't take long.
How interesting. Yeah, it is. It's funny because you don't sort of miss that stuff, but when you think about it, it is really just kind of a love song that happens to take place at Christmas, sort of.
Right. Right.
So what were you listening to in 1967? Were there things that influenced you, bands you were listening to, or other writers that were influencing your style?
You know, I wrote in a jazz vein up until I heard the Beach Boys, God Only Knows. And a friend of mine, Dave Frischberg, who was a terrific jazz pianist, called me and said, I have something you've got to hear. He played that for me. And on the way home, I stopped at a record store. There was a long line outside, and I walked past the line, and the guy said, in the record store, said, what do you want? And I said, God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. He said, get on mine. So I got the album, and I listened to it over and over and over again. And I decided that it was better than what was happening in jazz those days. And that record made me switch my whole style of writing.
That's fascinating. And am I right that your version, which is a demo, came to light first publicly in 2001 was the first time it was released? Is that correct?
2001. I'd have to look it up. But then Claudine's was released in 67.
So when we listen to your version, which is the demo, who's playing on that? What were, did you think, was it recorded thinking this will never be released?
It was my husband, David Rosner, that had me double my voice. And my voice is doubled on everything I've done. It turned out I was good at it, that the double was almost imperceptible.
Mm.
Because he had other girls doing the demos, and they got everything screwed up. The 3-4 measures became 4-4, or they left them out, or whatever. And I said to him, please let me try again. Because if these girls do it, it's going to be wrong.
So your version, when it came out on an album, I think originally the first time it was released was on a record called 25 Demos. When it came out, it did spur a whole bunch of folks to end up covering it, and it's been covered a bunch of times since then. That must feel great for you.
It does. It's wonderful. I put a lot of them, since it's close to Christmas, I put a lot of them on Facebook.
Ah, so folks can go find you at Facebook if they want to get in touch or kind of see all these videos that that you've posted up there.
Right.
So tell me, do you ever get sick of hearing it?
Well, I don't listen all the way through. I don't get sick of it because different people have different interpretations of it.
Well, I'm glad you're not sick of it because we're going to hear it one more time. The doubled vocals, everything. This is just one of the, it's sort of, for me, it's a total holiday classic. So I appreciate you taking a minute, Margot, to share the story behind this total number one hit.
Oh, sure.
Well, happy holidays and, you know, thanks for taking, do you have any plans this season?
No. Well, my husband died. I'm getting old. My stepson, Jonathan Rosner, has been very good to me. He picks me up, he takes me shopping, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. In other words, he's there if I need him.
That's nice.
He's terrific.
Well, thanks for visiting with us so much and giving us the backstory. I love this.
Oh, sure.
This song, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Have a great one.
It's cold, Christmas is coming too. La 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 la. And I don't intend to spend Christmas without you. We had a fight, what of it? You weren't even right, what of it? I'm all alone and Christmas is coming too. La 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 la. And I don't intend to spend Christmas without you.
On the telephone, I believe I've got George Faulkner. George and I went to the same elementary school, the same high school, known this guy for a million years, been in a million bands, and one of the interesting things he does, as I was saying earlier, is he's been releasing this series of, I'm not exactly sure how to describe it, maybe George can help us. He kind of digs deep into the Beach Boys vault of lesser known or completely unknown tunes, and he's been covering them. He's done Mike Love, he's done Dennis Wilson, and this is his second release in the George Faulkner Sings Murray Wilson, and it is a 45. It's available digitally, but it's a 45, and one side is called Texas, but the other side is called Happy Happy Holiday. Songs written by both songs written by Murray Wilson. George Faulkner, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
What a fun record this is. This is crazy. Tell me, I mean, I know that you have sort of gone to great lengths to try to find songs that nobody, that have been lost. Is that right?
Yeah. I think, you know, my pre-internet obsession with the Beach Boys turned me into a collector of sort of oddball Beach Boys stuff. And I got some Murray Wilson sheet music way back pre-internet. And it fascinated me because it wasn't a song that was on the Many Moods of Murray Wilson, the famous LP. And since then, I've had this kind of obsession with hunting down what the body of work Murray Wilson put out is. And, you know, kind of off and on throughout the years. And a couple of years ago, I really dug in deep, now that the internet is as broad and useful as it is, and found an amazing amount of stuff.
And did you not go to the Library of Congress also somehow?
Yeah, I did. That was one of the sort of dark moments in the whole exchange. The Library of Congress has a large number, 30 plus songs that are credited to Murray, but they destroyed them all. It took a little bit of back and forth. It took me a long time to find all of the listings. And I started working with the Library of Congress to have them, to see if they would pull the submissions for me. These wouldn't have been tapes. These would have been on paper, you know, sheets and lyrics. And they got back to me and said, due to age and relevance, they had all been destroyed.
That's so strange to me. I thought that the Library of Congress kept stuff forever because things like relevance change over time. So I'm disappointed in our government once again. So
you're not alone.
So tell me about Happy Happy Holidays. Where does this track come from?
This was a song that was released, recorded by the Bachelors, not the famous Bachelors, but this is the L.A. accordion-led trio under band leader Jimmy Haskell, who went on to, you know, do a million things out in L.A. after this. But he had this little combo called the Bachelors in the 50s, and they released three of Murray's songs in the early 50s. I don't know why. I'm really not sure what the connection was there, but one of which was this Christmas tune called Happy Happy Holiday. And it's incredibly rare. I found one guy in Japan who had a 78 of it. And I begged and begged him to make me an MP3 so that I could go in and cut it. And he was super gracious and super nice. And thank goodness for him, because it's the only copy I've ever seen mentioned online as being owned by anyone.
That is unbelievable. I've never heard of something like that. I should mention that the 45 version has amazing artwork, like all your releases have. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I think it was around 2001, Peter Bagg and Dana Gould released the magnificent Murray Wilson Rock and Roll Dad films. It was like a three-part series for Icebox, this old cartoon platform. And so I always kind of associate Peter and his art with Murray. And what's beautiful about Peter is, although I record Murray's songs respectfully, Peter does his own thing. You know, Peter says to me, let me hear the song and I'll do my thing. And I let him do his thing. And it's typical Peter Bagg. You know, he doesn't go easy on Murray in every instance.
Yeah. What's the best website for folks to see the artwork, to look at these and to perhaps order one?
You can see both front cover and back cover on boltrecords.net. You can read about the background on the record and have all the links to all the various places where you can hear it, the streaming services and or order vinyl.
And for information, then go to boltrecordsinfo@gmail.com. George Faulkner sings Murray Wilson Volume 2. Very interesting. And the B-side is a song called Texas. What has reaction been to something like this? I mean, I don't know, you know, do Beach Boys fans, are there Murray Wilson fans out there? Are people going crazy over something, hearing a song that's never been heard like this?
It's a mixed bag, you know, as you would imagine. The Beach Boy, in the world of Beach Boy fandom, the sort of mega fans, there's split opinions about Murray. Some people, and I'm one of them, believe that he, although likely was an overbearing and potentially terrible father, he was responsible for creating and getting the band signed and on the road and rehearsed and to gigs, and he made them who they are. I don't think they would have happened without Murray. There are many fans who, just because of the stories that have been told about the kind of guy Murray was, just dismiss him outright. So it's, you know, the reception for the single has been about the same. You know, I'm getting all kinds of, you know, contacted by all kinds of people who are just absolutely loving it. And then there's sort of silence from half of the camp. I'm not getting any negative feedback, but, you know, and everybody, I think, is just thankful to hear these songs finally. I mean, you know, Texas is very much the same as Happy Happy Holiday. Texas was on a 45. It's very, very hard to find. And there's just, I just don't see legally these things ever being released in their original form. So why not just record them and get them out there?
So we're going to hear Happy Happy Holidays. Where was this recorded? Am I right? It was recorded in Brooklyn with the Losers Lounge guys?
Yeah, we recorded it in Brooklyn at Studio G. The Losers Lounge guys, we had Joe McGinty arranging, and we had Jeremy and we had Clem on bass and drums. Fantastic guys to work with.
Yeah, good guys.
And Tony Mamone produced it, formerly of Pere Ubu. It was a great, great day. I honestly don't work often with people who you would call quote unquote studio musicians, and these guys just epitomized that. There were charts everywhere, and it just was so fantastic. And I think it turned out perfectly.
Yeah, I agree. It's a total winner and a wonderful holiday record. Let's hear right now. George Faulkner sings Murray Wilson, Volume 2, Happy, Happy Holidays, from the pen of Murray Wilson, a mind-blowing story behind the record. George, thanks for visiting with us, and happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Michael. Same to you.